Let's see what the stew has for us today.
Welcome to the Gnomecast, the Gnome Stew's tabletop gaming advice podcast. Here we talk with the other gnomes about gaming things to avoid becoming part of the stew, so I guess we'd better be good. This episode is brought to you by our awesome Patreon backers like the amazing Benjamin D. Horner, the astounding Jack Evans, and our very own editor extraordinaire, Rob Abrazzato. Today, we're chasing down all the gnomes that came to Origins and making them tell us about their con! Actually, that probably shouldn't sound so mean. Anyway, let's dive right into it! I've got Camden here. Camden, why don't you tell us what you're doing here at Origins this year?
Hi, Ange. I am here running my game. I'm running One Child's Heart, and I'm also running Wendy's game, which is Deadlands Wild Cards. It's a prototype.
I just got to play that.
Did you have fun?
I had a lot of fun.
It was probably even more fun when she ran it than when I ran it.
She's pretty rad, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm here running at Games On Demand and having a good time.
Have you made anybody cry with One Child's Heart?
No, I haven't gotten a chance to run. I've only run one game so far, and it was Deadlands.
Okay. Yeah, because people are choosing, basically, Indie Games On Demand, people get to choose the two games you're offering to
Absolutely. Okay. So, but I think I have some of the players from today that'll come back tomorrow.
That's awesome.
Cool to spend time with them.
Okay, and now, second question.
Yes.
What do you enjoy about conventions?
I enjoy meeting people from all over the country and getting a chance to share a table and learning new things. There's always great new games, and that's fantastic. I like playing things that I would never heard of if I hadn't randomly been standing at the right place at the right time.
Yeah. What other conventions can we expect to see you at this year?
Lots and lots of conventions. I'm going to be at Gen Con this year, probably also at Games On Demand. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be at QCC in Buffalo, which I'm really looking forward to. Also at RinCon in Tucson, Crit Hit in Phoenix, and BCon in Denver.
You are a traveling man because you've already been to Breakout.
I've been to Breakout and Chupacabra Con and New Mexicon and probably other cons that I can't remember because my brain is mushy.
Well, thank you very much, and hopefully you had a great con.
Thanks. Yeah, you too.
Well, I've got Wendy here.
Hello, everyone. Hello, gnomes.
So tell me about what you're doing here at Origins this year.
Oh, my God. I am here to run Warhammer 40,000 RPG, Wrath and Glory, my new product. This is the first ever preview publicly on the entire continent, and we'll be releasing at Gen Con.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. That's awesome. So tell me, what do you enjoy about conventions?
For me, it's always about the people. So come play awesome games with great people, and I sit down at a table for somebody with 4 hours, and I know, you know, these are the people I want to be friends with. So it's always about the people that I meet at the convention. So much fun.
What other conventions are you going to be at this year?
So many conventions. Crit Hit, then Gen Con, and then QCC and BCon in Denver. Hopefully Metatopia, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So a lot coming up.
That's quite the slate. And you've already been to Breakout Con and
New Mexicon and Chupacabra Con in Austin.
You're almost as bad as Cam.
Yes, I am as bad.
I hope you have a fantastic rest of your con.
Hey, thank you so much, Anne. Talk to you later.
Bye. Hi, I've got John here. Hey, John.
Hello, Angela. How are you?
I'm good. So what are you up to this con?
I am mostly running the Tarrasque, running some really awesome games of Rocker Boys and Vending Machines and Love and Justice, and then seeing people and hanging out and reacquainting and having business meetings.
Awesome. What is it that you like about conventions?
So there are two things that I just love about conventions. One is getting to see all the people that, you know, you don't get to see in your daily life, but you know and you talk to online. So reconnecting is great. But then playing with strangers and just like, hey, I've got this crazy idea. Yours is even crazier. All right, we're going with that. That's the sort of gaming you like. You know what to expect from your group. So I love playing with strangers.
Yeah, it keeps you on your toes.
Yeah. People come up with crazy ideas and then you get to really just run with them.
So are there any other conventions we can look forward to seeing you at this year?
Yes, I will be at Gen Con. I don't think I have anything on the schedule there yet. I'm just kind of going to Gen Con and doing some stuff there. Ah. Queen City Conquest, I'll be going to that in September if I have the dates right. And then I may try to sneak in Metatopia before the end of the year.
Oh, Metatopia.
Yeah, I haven't been. Everybody tells me I should go, and I'm like, oh, all right, I should see if I can find a way to get enough time to go do that.
Yeah, that one's not on my list, but it's intriguing.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope you have a good rest of your con.
Excellent. So who's being interviewed next?
I think it might be me.
It might be you? Well, who will interview you?
I think it's going to be you.
It's going to be me? Okay, well then, let's go. Flip hats.
Hat swap.
So, Angela, how are you? I haven't seen you in forever.
I know. I'm so glad I ran into you.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, so what are you doing here at Origins?
I have been mostly just hanging out and playing games, but I did run two games. I ran a Firefly game, which is, it's pretty much, you know, it doesn't matter what system is in there if you've got the canon characters from the show, because the players that are going to come to your table, they just want a second season episode.
They're there for the shiny.
That's really all you got to give them, and they'll just take it and run with it.
So now do you have wash in it or don't you?
I do have wash in it.
Okay.
I there is no leaf on the wind moment in my verse.
No what? Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
The other game I ran was Dresden Accelerated. Mm-hmm. It was only my second time running that, but it was an interesting experience. But I've gotten to play some cool stuff. I got to play. Familiars of Terra.
Oh, with Elizabeth, right?
Yeah, with Elizabeth, who wrote it, and I backed it, so it was really exciting to get to play the game I actually threw some money at. What else have I played? And I got to play Wendolyn's playtest of a Deadlands story game.
I've heard many stories about that.
Yeah, it was fun. That was a good one, and just some other games with some friends.
Excellent. And I'm sure there are table selfies out there from these games.
Although my Firefly game table selfie is kind of sad because I forgot to take it, so it's just a table selfie of me pouting.
Oh, after the words with a empty table behind you?
Empty table.
Oh. All right, so you do a lot of conventions. What do you like most about convention? What's your bring you back moment?
The answer everyone has been giving is the people. And that is absolutely true, because it is the people that make it fun. And for me, I've been doing this for over 10 years now, and I've got a lot of connections. And as some friends say, everybody knows Ange. I don't think that's quite true, but I know a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's kind of shocking for me. I kind of like, wait, I actually do know a lot of people. How did that happen? But I get to see a lot of people that I don't get to see all the time. And then it's the game experiences, because when you come to a convention, you don't always play with the same people you know, and you get different experiences, and suddenly somebody will be across the table and they'll have this brilliant idea or the brilliant characterization. It's just like, that's awesome. You know, I am so glad I got to experience that. And then in addition to that, that's the new games.
Yeah.
You know, seeing other ways to run games, other ways to play games, other game concepts, other game mechanics. You know, I just love the opportunity that conventions present for that.
Yeah. You get to see something that you're like, I wouldn't have seen that, or that may not have made it to my store, but now you actually get to see somebody run it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so what other conventions are you doing this year?
I think the next one I'm going to be at is QCC. Which is very early September. And then I will be at Con on the Cob in November. There may be one or more others in there. Like I said, I'm kind of curious about Metatopia, but I don't necessarily have a reason to go to Metatopia. But that one is in the back of my mind.
Excellent. So. Well, I am looking forward to seeing you at QCC, and I am looking forward to, you know, you want to tag along to Metatopia, we can figure that out.
Absolutely.
All right, who should we interview next?
Hello, this is John Arcadian with the Gnomecast doing my radio voice, and here we have Chris Nizak doing his radio voice.
Hello, John. It's wonderful to be here at Origins with you on 2018.
It's wonderful to be here with you at Origins 2018 as well. All right, so how's that Phil Vecchione play looking today?
That Phil Vecchione, it's Vecchione.
Vecchione,
if you don't say his name quite right, he will pull out a gack and shoot you.
That's right, it's Sunday morning at like 6:45 a.m., so far as anybody knows, we're all very tired.
Very, very tired. And I'm going to stop using my radio voice because it hurts my throat.
let's stop doing that.
Oh, my God. The Gnomecast is family-friendly, so I will not swear, okay? Like,
right.
If it was misdirected, Mark, we are explicit. You've been warned, but not so much.
Right. You sure as hell better not. Yes. So, good morning. Yes, How is your Origins going, Chris?
Pretty good, actually. So, this Origins has mostly been me hanging out and socializing with all the misdirected Mark fans, listeners, friends. They're not really fans. They're more of our friends. Like,
yeah.
And it's been great. Like I don't even know how to describe it. It's just this whole like loving collective of people who just have gotten together and are just getting spoons from everybody else. And if you don't know what that means, it's go look up Spoon Theory. You'll understand.
Yeah, no, it has been the Misdirected Mark convention for you because you've been doing the Misdirected Mark panel last night. We had the party at Brucadia on Friday, which you you took over with Jazz.
I did take over with Jazz. It was a little too loud, and I was like, all right, we're going to play Miles Davis for the next, you know, hour. If we can.
Yeah, and the bar refused to crank down the death metal, so Chris goes up to the jukebox and just starts playing Miles Davis on just, it made it more tolerable. It was great. Everybody looked at us like those weird gamers, but it was awesome.
Oh, thanks, John. I, you know, try to solve problems in the most civil way possible.
Yeah, yeah. So that's your origin. So let me ask you this. Conventions in general, what do you like most about them?
What I enjoy most about them is this. Like, I've been able to play games with the people that I talk to online all the time that I don't see but more than once or twice a year. That is probably my favorite part, where I actually get to hang out with these folks and socialize with them, see what their lives have been like, and just get to be with them. Playing games with people, for me, is very important. And, you sort of get an insight into who they are, and you can give a lot more of yourself in that kind of space because you're a lot more vulnerable, especially the kind of games that we like to play.
Hey, it builds that personal connection.
Correct, yes.
Awesome.
Especially the gaming part. I don't know why it's that, but also the conversations that go along with that.
So Origins here is June 2018. What other conventions are you going to be at building personal connections this year?
All right, so I'm going to Gen Con. I'm going to be running a ton of D&D there for Baldwin Games, but I will have plenty of free time while I'm there, and I'll be right on site, so it won't be that hard to find me, and I can stay up moderately late some nights. I will also be, I'm one of the people who runs the Queen City Conquest in Buffalo, New York. That is from September 7th to the 9th. And anyway, John, you're going to be there too.
I will be there too, yes.
In fact,
yes.
As many gnomes as possible, I hope, come to that one. It looks like there's a good number of us already.
We're working on the Gnome Convention Conquest plan.
Yes, and as you well should. Like, that is a thing that should actually happen. We need a stew pot.
A stew pot, yes. Some kind of stew pot. A gnome stew.
A gnome stew pot.
So are those the only ones you're hitting, or are there any late year conventions?
They're not for sure yet. I really want to go to Metatopia.
Me too.
That is in the works. Hopefully I'll be there. Other than that, I don't really have anything planned until next year.
Okay. Well, it was great talking to you, Chris.
It was great talking to you, John.
Signing off. Hello, Phil Vecchione. How are you doing today?
I am well. I'm a half a coffee into my morning, so we're starting slow.
The slow ramp up rather slow than the, like, buzz and come down.
Correct.
That's smart. You know how to moderate your caffeine.
No, I'm getting more coffee as we speak.
Yeah. So how has Origins been for you?
Origins has been amazing. It's my second year of going, you know, in recent times, and I loved it last year and love it again this year.
What have you been running?
Well, I've been running the game that Senda and I have been working on, Turning Point. I've been running the Encoded Zion's Hydra Hacker operatives. And this morning, in like about 50 minutes, I'm going to go run some Rocker Boys and Vending Machines.
Oh, Rocker Boys and Vending Machines.
That's as crazy as yours. Like, I'm doing a straight up cyberpunk. Like, yours was way crazier than mine.
But that's a game of your making, your hack of Lasers and Feelings that is
the cyberpunk experience.
But with sentient vending machines.
It's got a little tongue in cheek, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right.
Cool. So that's your origins here. That sounds like it's all doing great. What is it you like most about conventions? What do you love getting out of them?
I you know what? I love actually gaming with people that I know online. I really enjoy when people that I interact with on Twitter and things like that, when I actually get a chance to like sit and game with them. And then even after that, just like kind of hang out and chill with them.
That's what everybody's been saying. It's like a shared thing. Like, we all get to see each other again.
Exactly.
Awesome. All right. So what other conventions are you going to be doing this year?
Well, I will definitely be at Queen City Conquest. Encoded Designs, you know, that's our hometown, so we represent pretty heavy. And I will be going to Metatopia. Senda and I are going to take Turning Point to Metatopia for its final playtesting at Metatopia. And then we are done. We're going to go write that. We're going to go make a game, finish it up.
So you're going to be on the high track at Metatopia testing it rather than doing play testing.
I'm definitely taking it for its high. I should say we, because I don't know which one of us is going to run it. We are definitely taking it for the high test.
Very awesome. I hope to get to play in it there if I manage to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much, Phil. Hello, Senda. How are you doing today?
Hi. It's Sunday. I've made it through to Sunday. I'm getting pretty tired.
It is great, but you know what? You know, I have a special favor to ask of the Queen here.
What's that?
I've not heard you sing the Waveform song in so long.
That is, you know why that is?
Why?
It's because you were not at the Misdirected Mark panel last night.
But if you weren't there, can we hear it for the gnome cast people?
Okay, what did I sing last night? I got it. You ready?
Ready.
I was walking along, minding my waveforms, when I see I fucked it up already.
All right, that's one we're going to go with. Woo!
Professional. Got it. That was the waveform experience.
Excellent.
Waveform song, mailing it in.
Aside from being put on the spot to sing the waveform song, how's your origins been?
It's been great, although I haven't slept very much. But ran a bunch of games, rediscovered that, like, 4-hour games are long and intensive, and maybe I should just run 2-hour games for the rest of my life. We'll see. I'll forget again by next con.
Yeah.
And running lots of stuff that I've been working on. So ran the first game I've ever run of Phil's H2O, Hydrohacker Operatives. Been running a couple rounds of Turning Point that he and I are working on together. And this morning I'm about to go run a game of Love and Justice.
Woo, Love and Justice.
Love and Justice.
I ran Love and Justice the other night.
I know, you ran Love and Justice before me.
I know.
It's super exciting, though.
I really hope those people would go and then, like, give you shade about your game. But no, they're like, nah, no, this is the only one we're signed up for. Yeah. Well, that sounds awesome. I would love to be in your Love and Justice game if I were not
running
my
game.
Own game,
yep,
you
yep,
know,
yep.
The way it goes.
Running all the games.
So it sounds like it's busy. It sounds like it's been good because you've been running your own games.
Yes, it's very, very cool.
That's
Now it's a thing. It's a thing where now I apparently just run my games.
Yeah.
Oh, I lied. I also ran One Last Job, my magical girl's take on One Last Job.
Okay. All right. Yep, I keep hearing about that, but I still haven't been able to get into that.
That's fine. You can go listen to it on my podcast.
All right, where I get to hear the waveform song again.
My other podcast.
So conventions, they're you know, where we go and get together. What is the thing you love the most about conventions?
Oof, I mean, that's a hard question, but really, I think the answer is the people, because it's just this giant group of people who are all into the same things that I am, and I love it, and now that I've been going to conventions for a while, there's this thing where it's like, there are people that I see at all these conventions, and it's super exciting, and Origins is especially like this, where I just, like, I feel like every time I walk down the hallway, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's been so long. Like, I give hugs, like, all the way down the hallway, and I love it.
And how many times do you catch a stranger up in that, like, hug net? Are they just like, hi, thanks?
No, because then somebody introduces me to a person, and then I go down giving hugs, right? But I do actually ask before I hugs, right? Like,
right.
Every single time.
Because
so
consent is important.
Do you hug? Right? But, like, there's lots of hugs.
Yeah.
Like, there's Camden. We should go hug him.
We should go hug Camden. We'll grab him later. So, what conventions are you going to be at for the rest of this year afterwards?
After this, my current plan is to hit QCC in Buffalo, because it is an awesome little con. And then after that, my next con is going to be Metatopia. So I'm hoping that we can finalize our beta of Turning Point, and Metatopia should be that place that happens.
So you're going to be running it in the high pass there, doing
getting
it play tested by other people.
Yep.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm really
I wish you luck on that, and I will see you next time when we make you sing a different waveform song.
A different waveform song. Waveform time, and the conning is easy.
Oh, dearest of Bobs, I bring you this missive today, hoping that you may tender it with your golden ministrations and make the words better, as obviously I need an editor.
Begone, knave, your words are filth.
We are here with Bob Everson, the editor at Gnome Stew, and this is about the way we approach him for every single editing request.
They have gotten more and more creative with every request. It's hysterical. Sometimes I have to stop and read it again because it's so good.
The next time, I want you to just edit somebody's request and give it back to them edited as to how it should have been.
I should have thought of that. That's a good one.
That's why I'm the ideas person.
Yes.
So how are you, Bob, this morning, early on Sunday on Origins?
I am surprisingly awake for day 4, although I had day 4 face at breakfast this morning. But I am having a really, really good time. It
awesome.
Has been a great con, and I'm, like, just happy and full of spoons.
What have you been doing this con? What has filled you up with so many spoons?
I have played a few RPGs, including a session of Turning Point with Senda, where I set myself up to cry, and then she hammered it home.
Wow.
So I squirted some tears. It was a very emotional scene. Played a little Lasers and Feelings. I played some Numenera. But mostly I have been playing games that I have created, my card games and my dice game, with people that have wanted to play or hadn't had a chance to play before, and also talking to some game companies about some of my games. And so I'm very happy about the exposure that I'm getting and the response that I'm getting to my games. There's lots of positive experience and feedback. So
very cool. That sounds very awesome. So conventions. This is not the first convention I've seen you at. You've been to a lot. What is your favorite thing about going to conventions?
My favorite thing about going to conventions is being able to face-to-face with people that you encounter all the time online, but you don't get to see them in person. And so you get to, you know, especially if you haven't actually met the person ever face-to-face, and then you get that actual face-to-face meeting, and you know, so hanging out with people and you know, playing games and talking, and those are my favorite parts.
Very awesome. A lot of people have been saying that, you know, and it just hammers home that conventions are about community.
Absolutely, absolutely. And being part of Gnome Stew, Misdirected Mark, and Encoded Designs, I have run into a lot of people from where that Venn diagram
like you need an editor.
Like I need an editor. Where that Venn diagram converges, we've had some great times with the people from that area, and community is great. We've got some great people.
Very awesome. So, all right, so what other conventions are you going to be at for the remainder of this year?
This year, I will be at QCC because it's the hometown con, so got to go there. And I will be going to Metatopia this year.
Oh, Metatopia.
Looking forward to that very much.
Very awesome. All right, well, we will catch up with you when I have something that needs editing before I put this before Rob Abrazzato, who does the other editing for us.
All right.
All right, we are here on Sunday with Tracy Barnett, another gnome, and going to see how your Origins was. Tracy, how's your Origins?
Very good. I'm extremely tired. It is Sunday, so that's to be expected, but it was a very, very good show.
Excellent. What games are you running here?
I ran a bunch of Ironetta Accelerated, which is going to be on Kickstarter from Encoded Designs next month, less than a month from now, so that's pretty cool. And I ran an alpha playtest of a game that I've been working on called Terraform, and we got through a whole session, and I got actionable feedback to fix things, which is the best way an alpha playtest can go.
Very nice. All right, so you do a lot of conventions. I know. I see you at conventions all the time. What is your favorite thing about doing conventions?
Getting to talk to people, and that's why I love Origins, is because a lot of people in the industry are here, but it's not like Gen Con where your ship's passing in the night. You get a chance to sit and talk and actually connect with people. Even if it's only for 15 minutes, it's a good 15.
So it's about community.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, awesome. So what other conventions can we see you at this year?
I will be a guest of honor at Queen City Conquest?
Yes.
Queen City Conquest, that's the name of it. It is Sunday. And I'm a guest of honor at a Catacon. I'd like to make it to some others, but those are all contingent upon last-minute finances and that sort of thing.
Okay, awesome. Well, I will be at both those conventions, so I will see you there.
I hope so. You're my ride.
Right. I will see you before we go there.
Woo! Woo!
All right, riding in atop her gold-encrusted snail is Darcy Ross, who is here at Origins working for some other company whose name I won't name because I used to work for them. But how are you, Darcy, and how did you get the snail to the door at Origins, this giant snail?
Well, I had to give them my voice. There was an old wizard there, and they took my voice in exchange for transporting the giant snail through the doors. It was worth it.
Okay, so you're using a loner voice right now.
Correct, correct.
Excellent. So how has your Origins been, aside from losing your voice?
It's been great. I really didn't know what I was getting into before I got here. I had heard a lot about it. I heard it's, you know, smaller than Gen Con and a lot more social than Gen Con, but I just couldn't wrap my head around it until I've been here, and I'm so glad I came. It's been a strange experience because the convention center is big and it reminds me a lot of Gen Con in some ways, but then I'm meeting so many good people. People who I follow on the internet, people who have been really jazzed to meet, who I'm totally shocked to get time to actually speak to, and then total strangers who I just fall in love with. So, man, it just made my heart grow like three sizes this con. Just getting to talk to amazing humans and, like, you know, most of my work stuff has been work in the booth, and that's been pretty relaxed. And I've been kind of working trade shows before where I'm selling to retailers, and now I just get to talk to gamers who just want to play games, and like I just get to geek out with fellow like players and GMs, and that's just been a really like healing experience, just to geek out with people who are like want to geek out with me. It's been a great time.
So you're just getting to connect more with the community and see people face to face.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So what is it that you like most about conventions? What do you dig doing at conventions?
I like what it does to me, what being around this many people and this energy like leaves me with, right? I think I will be riding this high and these good feels and these amazing relationships and potential like, you know, collaborations or just being excited about what other people are going to do. That will carry me months forward. And I work in Chicago and I have a small group of friends there, but I have some extrovert tendencies in me, and it needs this to thrive. And like, just getting to meet, yeah, I mean that social energy, I feed. I'm a social, you know, emotional vampire or whatever, right? I feed off of it, and it's so good.
Awesome. Okay, so the emotional energy will carry you past the concrete.
One would hope. Yeah.
So, what other conventions are you going to be at this year?
So excited. So I will be at Gen Con coming up, of course. I'm going to be at Big Bad Con. I got invited out as a guest, which is a huge honor. I wrote about Big Bad Con, you know, a year or two ago for Gnome Stew because I had heard it was such an inclusive, cool convention. And so I'm really excited to be at Big Bad Con in California. And I'm looking into a couple other cons, trying to think if there's anything specific I've actually signed up for. But I'm hoping to make it to, I've heard good things about UConn. I love Metatopia, even though I don't know if I can make it this year. So
every gnome seems to be saying, oh, I want to go to Metatopia, and many are, so maybe we just need to get the gnome van going over to Metatopia.
Gnome critical mass.
Yeah.
It'll work. Yeah.
Gnome critical mass. I like that. Okay, so those are the conventions you know about so far that you're going to, but it sounds like you're probably planning a lot more.
Yeah. So there's PAX Unplugged was great last year. It was such a different audience, so I would really like to maybe hit that up again. There are cons that, there's sort of some, like really tiny local cons I'd love to go to. Queen City Conquest. I've been promised trilobite hunting if I go there, and if there's one way to get Darcy to show up at your con, it is to promise amazing fossilized trilobite eyeballs.
So it's not, hey, we'll pay and we'll give you a room. It's, hey, there are some trilobites here.
It's much cheaper.
Awesome. Well, it's great to catch up with you here, and I hope to see you at some of those conventions.
I'm glad to see you.
All right, we are here in the Indie Games On Demand room with Gnome Kira McGran. I've finally caught up with you here on Sunday. How has your convention been?
It was amazing. It was full of emotions. I ran two games, and they both went fantastic.
Awesome. What were the games?
I ran my game A Cozy Den with the Lesba Snakes, and I'm playtesting my David Lynch LARP, and people were still debriefing about it a day later, so it was a success.
On a David Lynch LARP, there's a lot of complexity in that? What?
Lots of feelings and darkness.
Awesome. Okay. Well, so I know you come to Origins, you know, a lot. I see you at Gen Con. What do you like most about going to conventions?
Well, Origins is my favorite convention. I've been going here for like 20 years. Something ridiculous, like before I even lived in Ohio. And my favorite part about Origins is that it's so chill and I've met so many cool people here. Like, this is definitely the coolest, nicest, chillest con I have ever been to.
And it's a convention you actually have kind of the space to go see people and to go talk to people.
Yeah, no one's rushing around or stressed out. You have time to go have meals with people and drink and hang out. And it's so you can feel a community here.
Very awesome. Okay, so what other conventions can we see you at this year?
I actually don't think I might go to Big Bad Con, actually. I think that is the other convention I will go to.
Okay, so Big Bad Con is the next one you might be able to make it out to.
Correct.
Awesome. Well, hopefully we'll see you there.
Yes.
This show is funded by the Gnome Stew Patreon. You, too, can become a Patreon backer by following the Patreon link on the Gnome Stew website to the Gnome Stew Patreon. This ad brought to you by orthopedic shoes, because I sure as hell needed them after all the walking I did at Origins. My poor step tracker thought I'd suddenly decided to get healthy or something. Poor deluded thing. You can find all of us at GnomeStew.com, at GnomeStew on Twitter, and GnomeStew on Facebook. Hopefully we'll run into you at one of our many upcoming cons this year.
GnomeCast is hosted by Misdirected Mark Productions, the media arm of Encoded Designs.
See, I fucked it up already.